The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You're going to live a long, healthy, vibrant life full of energy, full of energy. And that's like you're doing. You're going to be like James and Betty, who are 80, yet living the abundant life. And that's what it does to you. And it prevents most every disease. Literally, you can live in vibrant, abundant health. And this is, I've got the keys how to do that.
Dr. Don Colbert shares the four key areas to optimum wellness in Health Zone Essentials next.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James, and we got a very special friend and doctor here with us, Dr. Don Colbert. We've had him many times on, and he's got a good history with the ministry, James, and walking through with us on health and things that matter about our life and taking care of us, exercising now. And I think that's so, so important.
Well, you watched the video, and I remember when you first saw it, you said, this is just so clear. He just and basically, it's so simple to do.
It's doable. That's right. What makes it so good, you know. And for people our age, all ages, but for our age, I think it's so much more important because we tend to want to sit down. We tend to want to stay still and stare at the TV or whatever. We don't want to keep moving. And moving is so important to our health. And so doing these exercises, simple ones, but very, very important and can make a big difference in your life.
Well, everybody says we can't believe Betty's 80 years old. She says you can quit telling everybody that I'm the same age. Here's the deal. We live a life full of joy, but we also live a life of health. I mean, we watch so many people, they hit 50, and they're not nearly as healthy as we are. But there's a reason for it. God has sent us some doctors and sent us people with nutrition, with the supplements that actually work. They're not gimmicks, they work. And Dr. Colbert is really, I believe, a man sent by God. I want to say that he and Dr. Conard saved our lives, didn't just add life to our years and years to our life, but the thing about it is they absolutely gave us truth. And Dr. Colbert listens to us tell what people are asking, and he'll break it down. I mean, just like you wrote about the keto diet that changed our lives. I mean, it's kept me where right. I'm not addicted to food. I'm not compulsive anymore. I know this sounds crazy, but basically I eat an average of 150 calories in the evening, and I eat before 5 or 6 mm-hmm. o'clock, and that's it. And I don't get hungry. Now, do you ever go out and have a big meal? Yeah, I go out every now and then and splurge. But I don't really like doing the splurge, but I can do it. It's different. I can enjoy things that I wouldn't make a regular habit anymore. And it used to be more than a habit, Doc. It was like bondage. It was like I wasn't even complete, and I was always hungry.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, it's the keto diet really helped me. But you have said you can take these things to an inappropriate, even unhealthy extreme.
Absolutely.
And so
right.
you write about the keto diet.
But the healthy keto diet, I would say 95% of keto diets are not healthy long term. Now, short term, you can follow any keto diet, lose the weight, but then if you keep eating those foods, they'll eventually create inflammation, very high cholesterol levels, and eventually insulin resistance. So what I did is I took the bad out, I put the good in. Instead of using lots of butter, cream, cheese, coconut oil, fried foods, fatty meats, I use God's oils, extra virgin olive oil, high polyphenol olive oils, oleocanthal olive oils. They're the most powerful antioxidants on the planet, along with avocado oil. Did you know that avocado oil has the highest smoke point of pretty much any other oil at 570 degrees?
I know, I like avocado. Is it okay that I like it?
Absolutely. Now, you can cook with avocado oil or even stir fry or pan fry, but not with olive oil. Avocados are one of the most perfect foods there are. And so again, amazing. Nuts and seeds are really good. They have some of the similar heart healthy benefits of olive oil. So instead of a snack of chips and donuts and cakes and pies and cookies and brownies, get your bags of nuts. At home, we have bags of pecans, We have almonds, we have walnuts, we have different nuts. Now, not peanuts. Peanuts are not a true nut.
Yeah.
They're a legume, which is a bean family. And so, again, that has a lot of mold in it. So there are, you can occasionally eat peanuts.
There are good fats that your body
needs. Yes. And these good fats are what we're majoring on. We're majoring on the olive oil, the avocado oil, the nuts and the seeds that are so healthy for us, and not all the butter and the cream and the coconut oil and the cheese that so many people are addicted to, and the animal fats. Instead of eating lots, so many people eat big steaks, or the new thing is the carnivore diet or caveman diet, where now this is what people are recommending. They're recommending going and eating just meats. So they put a big old slab of steak, or they cook their steak in a stick of butter, and that's all they eat. And they eat that for maybe one or two meals a day. And the next day they may have chicken, you know, but just the chicken meat. Or the next day they could have hot dogs. Or the
Are
next,
you saying that's not good?
That's horrible for you. That's horrible. Because you're getting a tremendous amount of saturated fat. Plus you're getting none of the vegetables, none of those powerful berries with all these antioxidants. Now, so many people are saying, but wait, all my joint pains went away. My brain fog went away. My diarrhea went away. My bloating went away. But that's because the lectins. The lectins are the components of foods, especially it's in grains. Mm-hmm. It's in wheat. Wheat's full of lectins. Lectins are simply large molecules that are in the bran of the wheat. In fact, wheat has over 23,788 proteins in it, all of which are inflammatory to the body. But two are very inflammatory, gluten and gliadin. But also tomatoes. Lectins are found in the skins and seeds of these plants because they prevent insects from eating them, and also they prevent microbes from
invading
them.
Do you know what some people are sitting out here saying?
What's that?
He's going to starve me flat to death.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because listen, when you eat these fats, the fats literally fill you up. A normal man eats between 2,400 and 3,800 calories a day. When you lower your calories down to 2,400 calories a day, the weight loss is amazing. I teach you exactly how to do it in my book. And men can have 5 tablespoons of healthy fats per meal. You can get it from eating, taking in olive oil, like on my salad. I put at least 5 tablespoons a day on my salad today. But also you can get it through avocado oil, you can get it through avocados, you can get it through nuts and other healthy nuts. Healthy
what about
fats.
Fruit?
Berries. And again, fruit, bananas, real high in sugar. Berries are real low in sugar, high in fiber, and they're full of antioxidants. But there's too many sweet fruits, mangoes, papayas. Now, I tell people, if you like bananas, eat green bananas. If you like mangoes, papayas, high in sugar, eat green bananas, green mangoes and papayas, because they're full of resistant starches that feed the good bacteria.
Can you find these in the store?
Yes, you can. You can. You see the green bananas.
Some healthy stuff in the stores?
When bananas get yellow, I don't eat them. They're full of sugar. When they're green, I'll eat them. But when they return yellow, I give them to the grandkids. So that's how I do it. Now, it's good to put your green mangoes.
What, do they
green,
still have a good taste on
them? Oh, yes.
Green?
You put them on your salads, and you cover it with olive oil. It fills. See, these oils fill you up for 8 hours. I can then do intermittent fasting for 14 to 16 hours at night. Now, when you do intermittent fasting, you unleash the most powerful healing process in the body. You start to get rid of beta amyloid out of your brain. You boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor that helps to restore your brain, your neurons. And what you do, you unleash the autophagy process, where your brain works to discard old protein, senescent cells, and cellular garbage that clogs up the mitochondria, prevents brain energy, so the brain recharges. So when you start fasting, you say, how can I fast 16 hours? I do it. Simple. Here's how you do it. I make sure I eat. I'm done eating by 6 p.m. And then I'll eat breakfast at 8 a.m. the next morning, sometimes 10. You can still have coffee with just stevia or tea with just stevia, and you're still fasting. It's the easiest thing in the world, yet what it's doing is literally self-cleaning your brain.
Yeah.
It's self-cleaning your arteries. It's self-cleaning all the tissues in the body. And my patients that are the healthiest with vibrant health practice intermittent fasting at least 4 or 5 days a week. Now, you can have a cheat day and maybe not fast, do intermittent fasting or just fast for maybe 12 hours. But when you go 14 to 16 hours, that's when you get the super benefits. Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here thinking about sugar because God told me you're eating too much sugar, you're developing diabetes. He told me that, and I had this conversation with him and said, well, yeah, I'm enjoying the sugar. I got diabetes, okay? But let me tell you, it's always under control. The doctors are always amazed. My levels are just amazing. They don't show. But I know it's in my body. I don't know if we have sugar in the house. We do the stevia. We do
good. Stevia's there's debittered stevia that tastes just like sugar without
just
any aftertaste.
It's just as good.
So you can do that.
I know sometimes people say they want sugar. Yeah. So surely there's some in there. But my point is, I don't know. I don't miss it. I love sweets. Right. I'll eat dark chocolate. You're one of the ones who'll be able to eat a dark chocolate.
Sure, absolutely.
And it has stevia in it.
That's good.
I can have chocolate.
You're getting green bananas. He loves bananas. When you start eating right, it does change your taste buds.
It does, because
very rarely we could go back and eat something that was sweet, and it's just too sweet.
It's too sweet, exactly.
You know what I feel now? I won't be surprised if I live healthy and strong till I'm 100 or more. I don't really care. I'm so full of life. I'm not waiting to have eternal life. I'm experiencing eternal life. I live in abundant life. I live full of joy. This isn't something we put on when we're on TV. We're happy like this. We're crazy. Crazy people all the time with joy. And I enjoy life. I enjoy everything God made. I see the beauty of God in everything He made, and I see how we mess things up. Breaks my heart. Okay, let's try to get this in a wrap. I want you to get everything that we're offering right here. This is a video. It shows you the simple ways to stretch and exercise, and it changes the way we feel. The Health Zone Essentials. Absolutely critical. He's taking this and broken. Here's how I have the intestine. I don't like gut zone. I like intestinal tract. It just sounds so much more sophisticated. He just says the gut zone. Okay. He's going to tell you how to take care of yourself. And what you're going to do, if you ask for these, you're going to help us be the miracle that villages and thousands and millions of people are praying for. We're going to give them clean water. Water that will change their lives, save their lives. So, Doc, I want to thank you. Now, tell all of our viewers why you believe if they will take what you have tried to make real simple and look at it, tell them what it'll do for them.
Well, it's real simple what it's going to do. When they start following this program, and again, heal the gut, eat the foods that heal the gut. I go over exactly what they need to do. Shift over to the healthy keto diet or the healthy Mediterranean diet. Optimize those hormones and protect your brain with these simple ways I have. You're going to live a long, healthy, vibrant life full of energy. Full of energy. And that's like you're doing. You're going to be like James and Betty, who are 80, yet living the abundant life. And that's what it does to you. And it prevents most every disease. Why? Be in a nursing home with Alzheimer's or with a fractured hip and you can't move or just wasting away with frailty syndrome and just literally wasting away when literally you can live in vibrant, abundant health. And this is, I've got the keys how to do that.
Can't you tell what we've learned from you? You have watched it have a positive effect
on us.
Absolutely,
I can see it on you. I remember when you used to be heavy. I remember when you used to carry a little tummy around. You don't do it anymore.
That's called a gut, by the way.
Yeah, I had a gut. I had a big old gut. I'm really happy. I'm just happy that there's not something controlling me that is actually damaging. It's another form of having a drug habit. It's damaging you. And you look at it, it's not so bad. Father, we're not trying to make people feel like we're loading them down with a bunch of restrictive practices, but we're giving them practices that add to everything that's important to them. And Lord, you want us to be full of life. Jesus came that we might have life, life, not only eternally, but abundantly here, an overcoming life, a more than a conqueror's life. And we want that for our viewers in Jesus' name. I really believe He left us here to accomplish His kingdom purpose on earth. I don't think Jesus is coming back to give us an escape route. I think He's coming back to find a bride that looks like Him. And that's us. That's the body of Christ. We need to live full of hope. I'm not waiting to get eternal life. I've got it. I have the abundance of life, abundant life Himself living in me in resurrection power. Doc, what can you say to our viewers that would cause him to say, I want to give water, I want to save lives, but I want to do something in my life that pleases God and will make my life better. What would you say to them to help them get what we're talking about?
If you can just give good, clean water, we can give the gift of life. And again, what you're doing is so important. If Christians would just chip in and just pay, you know, just a small amount of money each month, we can actually make this dream come to pass, and we can literally heal. We can prevent all these diseases coming on all these people with just good, clean, healthy water. Water's the most important nutrient we have, and that's what I tell people. They said, Dr. Ober, what's the most important thing we should have? CoQ10, a multivitamin, or some fish oil? No, the most important thing we can have is water, good, clean water, and that's what this ministry is offering.
And that is what you're giving us when he breaks out the zone.
Yes.
All the things that are essential, he breaks it down. And this is what we're sending. Any gift to give water, if you'll give $75 to give water, we send all of them. Remember, one of them is a DVD on good, healthy exercises that anybody can do. And Dr. Colbert will show you how. He's approaching 70. To me, he looks like he hasn't approached 50 yet, and he's full of energy. And I've watched him get healthier in his journey while he's with us, helping us get healthier in our journey and helping millions of people get healthier. We love you. We love you as much as any hungry child, thirsty child, trafficked child. We love you. Betty and I come on television every day to reach out and put God's arms of love around you. And we share the most beautiful images of God in people you would never expect. How did that happen to them? Well, it can happen to you the same way. We're not trying to introduce you to superstars. We want to point to the bright and morning star, oftentimes in the least likely person. God can do miracles with you and through you. And by the way, you give a well, you help give a well, you become a great big miracle to a whole village of people who never dreamed they would have a miracle in their midst that would answer their prayers and their hopes and their dreams and give them life. You watch with your heart and the heart of God and see if you don't want to be a miracle in somebody's village and an answer to their prayers. Watch closely.
In so many places around the world, we see people that don't have water, any water to drink. If they do, they're scraping it from the worst places possible. But in some places, like where I'm at right now in Burundi, there seems to be an abundance of water, but the water is not safe.
Mwana yapfuye abyimbye ndajana ku ivuriro mwana ndamugejeje ku ivuriro umwana yishwe no kudahwa ububyimba bwose inda yari yaragiye umutwari waragiye amagejeje ku ivuriro umwana caracika.
It was this water source where she would come and get the water every day in these jugs and take back to her children, and it's this water source that took Stella's life. I don't want Jacqueline to have to go through this again. She has other children. She's doing all that she can. Are we doing all that we can? We can change this. We have the power. It's within our power to give them clean drinking water so that she doesn't get to the point where she wants to die. That's why it's critical that we do something right now. You and I can do something. We can come in and we can put a well in this village and they will have clean water. And there are so many other villages just like this, so many other mothers that are experiencing the same pain that Jacqueline is feeling. We want you to join us in reaching around the world to places like this and giving them clean, pure drinking water. Will you do that? Will you give life? Will you give water for life? When you do, you will be changing the lives of mothers like Jacqueline all over the world. Do it today.
Well, I want to put God's arms around those people. And Betty, I've said it many times, the only way God can get his arms around the world that he gave his son to redeem is the body of Christ. Would you put your arms around those mothers and those families and those children and give them the miracle, the one miracle that really will work physically, and that's clean water, so they don't have to go get that disease-ridden water. Could you make a gift today? Would you give $48, give 10 people water the rest of their life? Could you drill a well? Do you know many people who have been blessed and have the resources? They actually say one of the greatest joys of our life is to try to give a well every year. Could you give $4,800 or maybe $1,200 and say, God, raise up three people to join me. We got a well. Or $2,400, raise up one to join me. I don't know what you can do, but would you just do what God lays on your heart? Would you do what you can right now to be the miracle that people long for? And this isn't wishful thinking. This is an absolute, undeniable miracle. And think about this. Jesus is the water of life. You put water for life in their village, and they are so ready to hear about the water of life because they've seen it demonstrated. His love demonstrated through you, and there's that well, a constant reminder of who the water of life is. We have these wonderful gifts to send you. And all of these things, Betty, that Dr. Colbert has written, they have, would you say, changed our life?
They really have. And to me, if you want to know where to start, start with that keto diet. It gets your life in order. And remember, your body is the temple of God. He gave it to us to take care of and to nurture. And we want to live on this earth as long as he wants us to be a witness for him. But we got to feel good to do that, because you know your whole life can change if you feel bad. Your body doesn't feel good. And so really start on this as soon as you can. I promise you, you'll feel much better. You'll have a zeal that God gives you to go out and say, I want to be an example of God's work in my life.
You know, we pray so hard and get so excited about giving people water or giving them food, but I'm just as excited about giving you life. You can have a life so much richer and more blessed than you imagine. Give us a chance to share that life with you. And if you can and will, please, help us drill a well. Give as large a gift as you can to give the great gift of life through clean water. Would you do that? Dial that number. Take your bank card. Use it like a check. If you do write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. We need to know that. Wouldn't you tell them you can drill a well? We've got the resources. You can go online and make a gift. Please do it today. We'll send these gifts to you as rapidly as we can get them in the mail to you, and they will bless you, and you're going to save lives. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's Health Zone Essentials, a roadmap to living a long, healthy, and energized life. With your gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you the Health Zone Bundle, which includes Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone Cookbook, filled with advice and his favorite recipes to guide you on your healing journey, as well as his special DVD, Stretch Your Way to Better Health, Gain Flexibility, Mobility, and Balance Through Daily Stretching Techniques.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hey, Dr. Don Colbert here. Did you realize that contaminated drinking water is one of the leading causes of death and disease throughout the world? Clean drinking water is absolutely essential to good health. That's why I've joined with Life Today in helping to drill water wells throughout the world. We've been partners for years, and I encourage you to do the same. Give the gift of clean, healthy water. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, Dr. Colbert shared during the program about how much you can help by giving water, and then there in his office, he and Mary, his wife, have been tremendous supporters of Life. They have given to all the areas of Life Outreach, and I'm so grateful. But more than anything, I'm grateful that he wants you to experience Life even while he encourages you to share Life. We want the best for you, and I really do believe the Health Zone Essentials could not only change your life, it could extend your life, really add life to your years. Dr. Colbert, thank you so much for being a blessing.
Thank you
for loving all the people.
Sure.
And encouraging you to love people that feel overlooked. They feel like they're the least of these. Thank you so much for watching Life Today and sharing life, hopefully every day.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphaned, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of Life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
So many women say, I feel like I'm 20 again.
Wow.
Dr. Don Colbert explains the importance of balancing your hormones tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.